I'll give you the rules of the game at the moment because I make them up as I go along. But let's go straight now into the first round, which is the round called All Keyed Up. In this round, one team sings the first line of a song, and then Dave Lee raises the key. Dave Lee, sitting at the piano, that is, raises the key, and the other team sings the next line, and then the key is raised again, and so on. And we'll see who cracks first, whether it's the audience, me, or the teams. Let's start with Graham and Barry. Tim and Bill get the 2 marks there because Barry and Graham, you dropped an octave. I don't know whether you noticed. This is where I introduce around the builder's ball, if you make a note of that. Teams. Right, now we go on for word. In this round, one of the members of a team says a word and his partner must say another word totally unconnected with the first and so on. The other team may challenge by pressing their buzzers. And then they have to try to prove a connection between the two words that they challenge. They score one mark per word until a correct challenge when the challenging side takes over, whatever that means. Barry's going to start now, and the word is apron.
Theodolite.
Pentateuch.
Splint.
Light.
Hatband.
Clock.
Nostril.
Exit.
Continent.
Dromedary.
Palm.
Challenge there from Tim.
It's the old song. The dromedaries are under the palm tree, Daisy.
Wrong tune.
Wrong round.
Wrong show.
Bill, your turn to take it up with the word uvula. Starting now.
How can I know whether it's disconnected when I don't know what it means?
If your uvula is disconnected, you better retire.
It is disconnected. Yeah. Okay. What? Uvula. Football.
Skate.
Elephant.
Dog. Challenge there from Graham Gardner.
Yes, he was going to say elephant's foot umbrellas.
I'm not awarding any marks for clairvoyance.
Yes, I knew you wouldn't.
That puts Barry and Graham slightly in the lead. Ooh. And we go on to our round called Musical Story. In this round, Dave Lee will play a tune, and one of you must start a story relating to the title of that tune. Dave will then change the tune, and a member of the opposite team will take up the story, but fitting it to the new tune. And we'll start now with Barry Cryer and with Dave Lee playing the first tune at the piano. Dave.
Once there were, upon a time, there was a little leprechaun. Well, he was actually half Irish and half Jewish. He was actually a leprechaun. He always heard the legends of the leprechaun and the crock of gold, but he hadn't got one, and he felt very left out in this. He felt sort of excluded, and he thought, where can I find the crock of gold? And suddenly it struck him. He said, I know where I can find the crock of gold.
I can find the crock of gold under the daisies. Or under daisies. Which is a very different thing, I can tell you. Anyway, so he went to find Daisy. There she was, sitting on a tuffet. Good job we're not rhyming in this. Sitting on a tuffet, eating her curds, and way! Along came the leprechaun and lifted up her skirt, and to his surprise, he found not a crock of gold, but...
You lot, he said. Now I said take five, but this is ridiculous. Wait, said Alexander, I can tell you where to find the crock of gold at the end of the rainbow. Look up into the sky, and something very wonderful will happen.
You will see a flying piano. And that piano will be playing The Lady is a Tramp. And someone will say, that's cheating. And you will say, but there is another thing in the sky. It is a great golden eagle that lays eggs, and those eggs are golden eggs.
He's excited himself now.
And one day when the young prince comes from over the water, people will say, those eggs are for him. Otherwise, the world will feel that.
Otherwise, the world will feel that it really ought to go and listen to St. Louis Blues en masse. And so the leprechaun, seeing the flying piano just out of his reach, leapt upon a string bass, which was flying past at the time, and his mother accompanied him on the piano. And they made their way as far towards the end of the rainbow as they could, but suddenly they were stopped. What is it, mother? The leprechaun cried. Why, sure, she vouchsafed. 'Tis nothing but a...
an old queen.
And with her is the band of the British Grenadiers. And the band of the British Grenadiers struck up a tune, and the tune was...
That was a nice tune, said the leprechaun. Where do you go from here? But wait, I must find my crock of gold, go on to the journey's end. I shall not cease from striving till I find that crock of gold. Ah, said his mother.
Ah, said his mother, I hear some strange musical sounds coming from over those undulating hills. Those hills are alive with the sound of music. That is the place to go. Barbazo.
He snapped.
And the leprechaun.
He's gone. He's gone.
Barbazo.
Barbazo. Are you advertising? What is this?
I like to just.
The leprechaun said, Mother, you're having one of your funny turns.
It's not
and
your funny.
And she said,
turn.
I wish it was Tim Brooke Taylor's turn.
There's a bonus of 10 going for the first person who finishes this story.
And, and the mother dropped down dead, and so did the leper.
I like a happy ending.
Right, and that brings the score to an interesting point of Barry and Graham 31 and Tim and Bill. Now then... we go on to McDonald's Funny Farm. Right. In this round, one team sings Old MacDonald's Farm, accompanied by Dave Lee at the piano, and the other team makes suitable noises for what's on the farm, and vice versa. We're going to start now with Barry and Graham. Will you sing Old MacDonald's Farm, and Tim and Bill, will you provide the noises, please? Barry, Graham.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had a crying jackass. E-I-E-I-O with a here, there, everywhere up. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had
a Yugoslavian weather forecaster.
E-I-E-I-O
with a
smear
and a
smurder coming from the show.
There, here, a
smurder, smurder, smurder.
There, a
smurder, smurder, more.
Everywhere, a
smear, a small ghost of the
weather. Here, and a there, here, a there, a everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Ready? Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had a
cow with a very bad memory,
E-I-E-I-O. With a
bah.
Here and a
whoosh.
Here a there a
moo.
Everywhere a
ooh.
With a
smear, 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 smear,
here and a
smear, smear,
smear,
smear,
smear,
smear,
everywhere.
With a
and a here, there, everywhere. All MacDonald and a farm.
Bill and Tim get 6 marks for that. And now it's your turn, Bill and Tim, to sing, and Graham and Barry, you to make the noises.
Don't expect us to be kind.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm they had a goggling mouse, E-I-E-I-O. With a
squeak here and a squeak
there, here a
squeak
there.
Cheese, please.
Everywhere.
I've been trapped.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a Jewish pig, E-I-E-I-O. With a...
Already.
Here, there,
everywhere.
My boy.
There, here, everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a
football match,
E-I-E-I-O. With a here and a there, here a
what?
There a
leave him.
Everywhere a
don't do that.
Go
with a
my life.
Here and a
already.
There, here a there a everywhere a
moinks, moink.
Here and a there a there a everywhere. Oh, MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Well, I enjoyed that so much that I'm going to give all the remaining marks to both teams equally, which puts them well ahead. And we come now to the round called Ad-Lib Poem. Ad-lib poem. Now, the members of each team are going to make up a poem. Each team member must keep going until I press the buzzer, and then a member of the opposing team must take over. This goes on until the natural artistic conclusion is reached, or until we all get fed up. Right, now, Bill and Tim, mm-hmm. your first line is, don't you remember that moment of madness we had on Skegness Pier? Starting with you, Bill.
Oh, thank you very much. Don't you remember?
Don't have to write it all down, Bill.
Oh, my God, isn't that? Ah, that's one of Tennyson's, isn't it? Oh, don't you remember that moment of madness we had on Skegness Pier? The sky was black, the night was green, and I turned a trifle queer. It wasn't very surprising that the queer was turned around. Because I'd found him lying there.
Flat out upon the ground, bubble. Well, then he rode up after Skegness. We went to Scunthorpe town. And there, if you remember, I took you... I took you up and down. The streets of Scunthorpe, they were dark. 'Twas in the middle of night. And then around one corner, by gum, we had a fright. Because standing there, across the road, as wide as it could be, was...
As wide as it could be...
Aye.
Was a great big fat bald cat. I took it home to tea. I took it home to tea because it was the very thing my mother told me to...
Take it to the pictures, because it's had its little fling. It had its tea quite earlier, and then it fought a dog. I should be careful. It's not a catalogue, this is a monologue. So we picked up the cat and took him home again to watch the telly, and the...
And he said, E! News at 10 is on. That is my favourite programme. I watch it every night. And afterwards I find that then I do have a delight to go to sleep upon my bed so soft and warm and round. Though...
Ben, you'll not believe this, but he made a funny sound. Me mother said, was that the cat? I told her it was true. She said, oh dear, thank God for that. For a minute I thought it was you.
James Session, yes. Cat, marvellous.
Albert and Lion.
Teams, do you want to do another one of those or not?
Yeah, well, why not, you know. Bring out the knuckle dust.
As that one went so well, we'll do another one. We'll do another one, starting with your team, Barry and Graham. Barry, will you start this one? And the first line is this. The penalty for wrongful use is painted on the door.
The penalty for wrongful use is painted on the door. My God, said Dad, just look at that. I've not seen that before. The wrongful use of what, he asked. They just don't specify. Nay, come.
Nay, come. I said, I'll not do that because I'm a little shy. And I have a funny feeling that's what notice is about. Because at that moment, a copper did run out. The policeman took me by the hand. I said, hello, what's this?
I dare you.
What's this?
What's this?
What's this?
You're in trouble now.
I said, it's nothing to do with me. In fact, I think it's his. But at that moment, suddenly, we dropped these silly voices. Oh, what have I done? And we put on our lovely suits with jackets, waistcoats and trousers. And home we went. Our stately home is set midst meadows green.
I thought he was going to say something quite obscene. But at that moment, o'er the heath...
Hey-oh.
There came a gypsy man. He had about his neck and shoes a little frying pan. A little frying pan he had also upon his knee.
Around his neck and round his foot. And the other one, that's three. Behold a pan-laden Romany, my mother said, perchance. She donned her golden earrings and cried, let us have a dance. They brought a rather campfire, and excitement grew intense. It grew to such a pitch that I rushed off.
I can't do the next line, but it ends up with immense. I'll leave thee to figure that one out, my mother said to me. So then I picked up frying pans. Remember, there were three. And took them off into the house where I put on to frizzle.
A pair of lovely sausages. And by gum, did they sizzle. The sausages were quite soon done. I took them out at once. Because... Thank you. Thank you.
He's been very kind tonight, isn't he?
Because...
Once.
They had been cooked up once. Thank you, Bill.
No, we've had once.
Oh, wait, once.
We've had it twice, yeah.
Because cooking, I'm a dunce.
Any road up, I said once more, as is my usual wont. I think I'll take me cardio off.
So you won't see me gaunt.
A gaunt, I cried. What is a gaunt? It is a thing quite small. You sometimes see
but
it.
We
on the
won't
floor.
Talk of that just now. I heard my mother call. I'm feeling most put out, she said. And don't think I'm a liar. You may have forgotten all this, but my bangers are in the fire.
Harry and Graham, 43. Tim and Bill, 42. Or vice versa. Now then, we come to the last round, and this is the point in the programme where I ask the members of the teams to give their announcements for the arrivals at the Builders' Ball.
And the first arrival at the Builders' Ball is Mr. and Mrs. Desestimate and their son, Bill Desestimate.
Will you welcome now Mr. and Mrs. Point and their son, half man, half horse, Centaur Point.
Will you be very kind, please, to the next visitors?
Please.
We're rather shy, please. Mr. and Mrs. Trickle Installations. And their son, Alec Trickle
Installations. Mr. and Mrs. O. And their daughter, Patty O.
Followed by Mr. and Mrs. Dufresne and their daughter, Wynne Dufresne.
Mr. and Mrs. Sonnet and their sexy daughter, Desirable May Sonnet.
And all the way from London town, coming through the door, Mr. and Mrs. Over Me Ed and their daughter, Ruth Over Me Ed.
By a pair of friends, Mr. and Mrs. Detached, and their son, Sammy Detached. And also...
And Mr. and Mrs. Stousies, and their son, Terry Stousies.
Mr. and Mrs. Kneepot, and their son, Jim Kneepot.
All the way from Hollywood.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ever popular couple, Frieda Stair and Ginger Curtin.
Rapidly followed by a team from Ireland, Mr. and Mrs. Navi and their daughter, Irish Navi, and the team of workers, Concrete Mixer, Sean in half,
Mick, his friend, Mick Anacle Grab,
and Dan Tools Lad.
Mr. and Mrs. Wall Carpeting and their son, Walter Wall Carpeting.
Representing the Nook family, N.E. Nook and Granny.
Mr. and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs., you think you're going to finish the job, and their daughter, Wendy, you think you're going to finish the job.
And just joining us back in the room, Mr. and Mrs. Pedestal and their son, William Charles. Sorry about that.
Reluctantly at this point.
Mr. and Mrs. W. Flooring
And their father, parquet flooring.
Followed by Mr. and Mrs. Mated Completion Date. And their unlikely daughter, Esther Mated Completion Date.
Will you please rise from Mr. and Mrs. House and their son, Clarence?
No.
No.
No, well, stay there then.
And Mr. and Mrs. D. Ater and their son, Ray D. Ater.
With the score standing at 51, 58, 16...
And Mr. and Mrs. J, one for building trade, this. Mr. and Mrs. J and their daughter, Iris J. The building...
Oh,
we've got the builders in.
All the way from Italy, Signora, Signora, Bord and their rather Rabelaisian daughter, Dirty Flora.
We come to the end of this week's programme.
Mr. and Mrs. Oleum and their daughter, Lynn.
Mr. and Mrs. Agent and their son, S. Tate. Agent.
Mr. and Mrs. Bation and their daughter, Ella.
So it's goodbye now. Goodbye till next week.